And now for a tiny desert concert with a band that is truly cut from another cloth. Moonlight Magic is a lounge exotica band that sounds like they stepped off the stage of a 1960s tropical bar. And they look the part as well. Hawaiian shirts, sunglasses, palm trees, and tiki figurines travel with them. Their blend of instrumental bossa nova, samba, and lounge music captures your attention while blending seamlessly into the background, and that's something they pride themselves on. I met with Jamie Paul Lamb, the group's lead guitarist, in the green room at the Van Buren, and I started our conversation by asking him about the band's aesthetic and balancing being in the spotlight versus melting into the background.
We've played at the elbows of people who are dining, you know, a foot away from people with a fork in their mouth. So really having to be in control of the dynamics and the volume and everything defined early on, that defined a lot of our sound. So we were able to keep it whisper quiet, basically. And I really value that. A few of us come from punk bands when we were kids, you know, so...
Kind of the complete opposite of controlling dynamics. That's just loud.
Yeah, yeah. And offensive versus non-offensive, you know, whereas we were going to bug people when we were 14, now it's like, okay, we're just going to chill, create this ambiance for your dining or whatever experience you're trying to have. Speaking of the wallpaper thing, I kind of like that sometimes we're taking this more subliminal approach to the tunes. Some of my favorite gigs are when we just get to play our music and everybody's just eating or looking at art or whatever they're doing at the time, you know, checking in and out of a hotel or getting a drink or something like that, chatting with somebody. You could talk over our music. I love it when people are just so comfortable with us that they don't have to hang on every note and everything. Because I know the tunes are still getting in their ears, and arguably they're getting in their ears at a different level when we're taking this more subliminal ambient approach. And I just really dig that.
It almost sounds like more subversive what you're doing. Like you're getting your songs earwormed in people's heads without them even necessarily knowing that it's happening.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very attractive to us. And it certainly happens. I mean, we get told that all the time. You know, like, oh, I was humming your tune last week. I was like, where did this come from?
All right, so Jamie, can you guys play something for us?
Sure. We're going to play a number called I've Been Thinking a Lot About You Lately.
Thank you.
I'm wondering about sort of the time and the mood that your music evokes. It seems like you're sort of moving back to an earlier time. It could be the 50s or 60s, maybe the 70s. You know, you're wearing a Hawaiian style shirt. You have, you know, plants and wooden tikis. What are you trying to get in people's minds besides the music? Like, what are you trying to make them feel when they're listening to your music?
There's definitely a mid-century aesthetic going on, and I owe that largely to, I've had a couple epic record collections in my life that I've had to sell for one reason or another, you know? And the records that nobody buys are the mid-century, or at least at that time, the mid-century lounge and exotica stuff. So those records had become the shake of my record collection. And now those are like my favorite records, you know? So Martin Denny records or Les Baxter and all these guys. So I've got a bazillion of those records, and it's really made its way into our thing. I love elevator music. Some of our tunes remind me of like literally sitting in the shopping cart in Pathmark when my mom would like roll me around and hearing all those like Walter Wanderley tunes and things like that, and instrumental versions of Bacharach tunes. Literally elevator music. I loved it. Yeah.
So I have to ask you about that phrase. You used it. I think people who listen to your music might be thinking, maybe they're thinking, boy, I don't want to say it out loud because it might be offensive, but that it is kind of elevator music. It sounds like that it doesn't bother you to call it that.
Oh, we embrace that. Definitely. Yeah, the wallpaper, elevator, ambient, these are all sort of adjectives that I've definitely used describing our thing. We try and make it so you are going to remember our tunes. You are going to remember these melodies. You know, you will likely whistle them when you leave this place, you know.
All right, Jamie, can you guys play us out with one more song?
Absolutely. We're going to play a tune called H is for Horse. It's sort of this cinematic tune. It's got a very Ennio Morricone type of vibe to it. We wanted it to sound like a teen drama or kind of a noir soundtrack sort of thing.